Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
shake yourself loose and be free today, everybody. Come on now, shake yourself loose. God has given you the power and the authority to shake yourself loose and be free. Good God Almighty, I am free. Shake yourself loose. God, we just want to thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, have your way, Father God. Have your way right now on this line today. Oh, Lord, let healing take place right now. Deliverance, peace, joy, happiness right now, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for setting us free, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to give you praise, glory, and honor because you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we are free, and we are free indeed. Come on, church, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he is worthy. If he did it for me, guess what? He can do it for you too. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everyone that's here on the shout. Excuse my voice today. It's a bit hoarse. We had a play on yesterday and on Saturday, and I thank God it's very successful. And we had service on Sunday morning. So welcome everybody for today to the shout. I thank God for you. I thank God that he's doing a new thing in your life. Amen. I thank God that you're here on the shout today to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And whatever you come for today, that you receive it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to understand and know there's power in the name of Jesus. How many know that there's power in the name of Jesus? When you decree a thing, you shall see a thing in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you believe, hallelujah, in the name, hallelujah. The Bible said at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Go ahead and shout. Open up your mouth and shout. Come on, Evangelist Kimberly Rutherford. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I was speaking today about a song that we used to sing in the choir. It said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. You know in the end, you're going to win. So I just thank God for the ability to just know that it's a fixed fight and we had a victory. So I'm just going to shout, yes. Thank you, God, for the victory. Thank you.
Thank
and glory
you,
to
Lord.
Your name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, can you shout? In the midst of our trials and troubles, in the midst of the battle, when you shout knowing that it's already done, it brings back some memories to me that you said that, Evangelist. I remember I was in a car wreck and I had two of my children in the back seat, and I began to smile in the midst of the wreck. Well, the car was up. We got hit on the back and the man turned our car into a two-seater. I began to smile and just be filled with joy because I knew everything was already all right. I looked in the back seat. My two children were asleep. I was just thinking, why? Because it could have been and it should have been a fatality, but it wasn't. When you can shout in the midst of thanking God right then and there in the battle where sickness is taking your body, you can just shout, thank you, Lord, I'm here. And they're looking at you, said, don't you know the doctor said that you don't have much time? He said, God is a provider. God is a way maker. God is the promise keeper. God is my healer. So it's no matter what man said, but God said, it shall be. Amen. Come on, y'all. Come right now. In the midst of your pain, trial, and tribulation, shout when you don't know which way to turn, but you trust God to lead you. Amen. Shout right now. When the money not in there, promise you're expecting God to provide. Can you shout in the midst of your storm? Can you shout when the battle, it don't look like you're going to win it? But God said, he said, when the fight is already set up, when you're going to end it, I counted you out. You may have fallen down and the referee begins to count you out, but God will stand you up. The Bible said, hey, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, his God, his spirit will lift you up. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. My God. We just want to say thank you. Can you shout? Can you shout right now, church? Can you shout? Oh, yeah, they talked about you, and it's all right. Can you shout that it said that you would not, but it's all right. Can you shout, glory, hallelujah, right now in the midst of the battle. Can you shout right now in the midst of your storm? Can you shout right now, right now, trusting God to do a new thing, even when you've been sitting in the hard way. Can you shout that? God bless you. God keep you. Evangelist, how we thank you for that word and that shout on today. We got new people on the line today. Sister Dilla said she wouldn't be on today. We don't shout for Sister Dilla. She said her favorite song is, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. So I will sing it for my mother. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without my mother. Don't do it without my brother. Don't do it without my husband. Don't do it without my children. Don't do it without the gospel public ministries and all that's connected to it and all that's here on the side, Lord. Don't do it without us. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Oh, yes, Lord, don't do it without me. How many want that for yourself? You want God not to forget about you. You want God to remember you in this season. You want God to remember you on this day because you need something, because you need God. Not change, but you need God because, you know, if you got God, nothing else matters. If you got God, don't matter what man saying or what man do. They can kill the body, but they can't kill the spirit. When you got God, you have everything you need. Let God be ahead of your life. Say, God, remember me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said that. And God remembered Noah. It was right before the days. But the Bible said God remembered Noah. And he ceased to rain. God remembered. Hey, come on now. God remembered Joseph. God remembered Abraham. And he brought Lot out. Is there somebody today that you want God to remember you and bring out those that are lost, that have been led astray? Hallelujah. God, remember us. God, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without us. Don't do it without your daughter, Kim. Don't do it without your daughter, Jovina. Don't do it without your son, Dorsey. Don't do it without my brother, Andre. Don't do it without my mother, Carol. Don't do it without my cousin, Brenda Gale. Don't do it without our cousin, Dorita. Don't do it without her sister, Connie. Don't do it without us, Lord. And all that's connected to us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we come to shout to the rooftop for all that you've done for us, oh God, how you kept us, how you saved us, how you healed our body, oh God, how you kept our mind and our heart in peace, oh God. Oh, Lord, we're talking about the peace that surpasses our understanding. What a shit drove us crazy, oh God, but you gave us your peace, the peace that surpasses our understanding. Father God, we just want to say thank you. My Lord, my God, we call up our Shakaya. Oh, my higher. That means we invite you in. We invite you in and we give it all over to you. How many of you all today have decided to follow Jesus and not to turn back? How many of you today decided that I am a child of God and receive the Holy Spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? My God, my God. See, Jesus has made you worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's your first time with us on the shout and you want to shout today, my God, press one. We want to hear from you today. I do see the last four digits of your phone number, 6562. Welcome to the shout.
My name is Sharon. I just thank the Lord for letting me see a new day today. Because God is good all the time, and he is worthy to be praised. And I just want to thank God for all the blessings that he has done for me. And I just want to thank God because he is good to us. And we need to praise God right now because God is good. And without this season, don't forget about me. Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's grateful. That's grateful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes.
Woo. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Sharon. We thank God for you for joining us today on the shout. Continue to tune in with us here and be sealed and receive what God has for you as this service is led by the Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes,
amen. We serve
thank
a living
you.
God. We don't serve a dead
thank
God. We
you,
serve
Lord.
A God that is able and that is living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome, Sister Connie Northern. God bless you. God keep you. Go ahead and shout. Open up your mouth to give God our praise. Go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, yes. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to shout today a shout of thanks for family. I spent my Sunday afternoon with family in Richmond. And one of my favorite cousins has just lost her mother. It's been about a month now. But she was in good spirits. She was well lifted. We had added her to the prayer list. So that shows her prayer work.
Yes, Lord. We thank God.
So I just want to say thanks, you know, just a small thank you. The feeling, it was really, really nice. It was really, really nice to see everyone there and everyone in good spirits. So, you know, when you get, it's you don't get to see family. We hadn't seen each other in a year because of the COVID. So it was, so we did sit down and have lunch together. So that was kind of nice.
Oh, good, good, good. God bless you. It was good to see you, Sister Connie, this weekend at the play.
Yes.
We hadn't seen each other in over a year as well. So it was so good.
I know.
You had such a beautiful smile on your face. Did you enjoy the play?
Yes, I did. And the four ladies that I brought with me did. And now I got others at my bus barn jealous. So in May, I'll be bringing more with me because they say, you didn't ask me. So, you know, they saw our pictures that we took because we went to a restaurant before we came to the play. So now everybody wants to come. So I said, yes, we had a good, good time.
Yes, it was a good experience, I'm telling you. Bachelor Kim, she came on Sundays, and people just showed up and showed out. We had a really good time this weekend, and it was, like I said, it was so good to see you. Always see you smiling and looking good and refreshed, looking restored and renewed. I tell you that, Miss Connie, you look good.
God is thank
good.
You.
God bless
you,
Miss Connie. Thank you, Miss Connie. I'm going to shout with her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone. I just want to thank everybody that came out on the weekend to support me and my husband and our stage production. I can't stand my family members. It was wonderful. Evangelist Jimmy Raffer was there and Sister Connie Morgan and many more people. And we just had a really good time. A good time and the word of God went forward. And I just, I'm in a place of gratefulness, you all. And I'm trying to save my voice. So you all bear with me, please. I need to make sure I save a little bit. I save a little bit. So, again, okay, my phone is going up. Okay. It will be better. All right. Glory to God. So hopefully you all can hear me. I just want to share a word with you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for one more time. Amen. Can we just thank God for one more time? We understand and know that we don't make time. God gives. We take time. God gives us the time. He makes time. He gives us time. So we take the time that God has given us. Amen. And we use that time wisely to praise and to give them all praise, glory, and honor, and to love one another, to one another, and to be a help to each other. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his ever-present help and the help that is on the way. I thank God for adding to the church, and we welcome a new member on Sunday, our very own brother, Andre Rufford Sr. So we're excited about God adding to the church. We're excited about men coming back home. Amen. You know where home is. Home is where the heart is, and it's with God. Amen. We want to be in that place. Amen. And that's the place where God can work and do miracles, in that place of faith. Come on home and line up with the word of God so God can move mighty. Because let me tell you one thing. The Bible tells us that he said, my word will not come back void. Heaven and earth will disappear before his word comes back void. So we just thank God for his word, and we can stand on his word. Amen. We can't stand on our own word, amen, or the word of man, but we can definitely stand on the word of God. Amen. And that just brings joy to my soul. Joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare right now over us today. I decree right now and declare that, God, the battle is already won. God is removing the enemy right now for you and for me. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare that our God will take care of us and take care of the enemy that has come against us, but God has a day for us. I declare that we, hallelujah, that our God is preserving us right now for what he has ordained for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare that we have won the victory. Amen. I believe God has sent his word, and it will not return void. Amen. Come on, church. Come into agreement today and open up your mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare that God has finally anointed us to do his will. I declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I expect the victory that Jesus has won, the victory for us on the cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God's favor and blessings are ours today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I expect God's mercy and grace on us today. Amen. I expect God's favor on us today, and we shall receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I expect God to extend our life to the next rapture. I declare that God is going to give us a supernatural increase to the next rapture. Hallelujah. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that we will live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord our God. I decree and declare that God's favor is on us and that he has given us his strength, wisdom, blessings, and peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I expect God's blessing in our life today. Amen. And I believe God has given us his abundant life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you believe it today, shout glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you continue to bless God and keep your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I see Sister Dillard has got on the line. I want you to know, Mother, we have shouted for you today, and we've sung your song, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory, amen. My God, my God, oh Lord, let your children receive tongues of fire right now to war against the enemy that's operating in their life or trying to operate through their children, through their spouses, loved ones and friends, co-workers, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, whether it be government or law officials, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that we are victorious in and out, in and out and in, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, 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 Mother. If you want to shout, Sister Dilla, press 1. I'm not sure if you made it home or if you're in a place where you can shout. But if so, press 1, and we'll be happy to hear your voice today, this brand new day, this brand new week God has given us. I pray that it be a prosperous week for all. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you was with us on Sunday morning in church, the word that went forward on Sunday was, hallelujah. All right, Sister Dillon, let me let my mother come on and shout. Go ahead, Mother Dillon, and shout. Open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm driving in the car. Y'all might hear all this in noise. But I just want to tell the Lord, thank you. I went to the doctor this morning and did my lung test, and the doctor said she was proud with the results. It was 20% mm-hmm. better. So I thank the Father for taking care of me. In Jesus' name, I just mm-hmm. thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just so grateful
thank
today.
You.
I'm grateful, grateful and honored. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be?
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I won't complain.
Thank you, Lord.
I won't complain. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
well, my main thing,
hallelujah.
Don't forget about me. Whatever you're doing in this season, today, right now, don't forget about me and everybody else. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Mama. We love you, and we thank God for you. And we are lifting you up daily, night and day, morning and night in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimony. It is greater to come, greater of God's goodness. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you, Mama. Thank God for you.
God bless you, too. I'll see you later.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Last four digits of your phone number, 6451. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's me, Brenda Gale.
Oh, that's a different number. Okay. Hallelujah. I was wondering where you were at.
Yes, yes, yes. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My prayer and my shout out today is for you. God strengthen
Amen.
Your voice. God bless you.
Yes,
God keep you. God bless your anointing.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
We thank God for you. Oh, and many, many more wonderful, wonderful, prosperous, good years to come for you and your family.
Amen.
I had a great weekend with my mom. She's doing well, and I thank God for that.
Amen.
I'm just shouting out that, Sister Sharon is my first cousin, and that's Doretha's sister.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, yes. So God bless us.
I didn't know who that was.
Yes, yes, yes. God bless us all. I love y'all. Thank God for this line.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
God bless you. God keep your cousin Brenda Gale. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. I didn't know that number. And I kept saying, I think that's cousin Doretha. I'm not sure. I've never seen that number before. But I'm just believing that it's cousin Doretha. I mean, I'm just believing it's cousin Brenda Gale. And I'm going, because I know she don't normally miss. And so I sent you a message to your other number because I don't know this number, but I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I see different numbers on the show. And I thank God for our sister Sharon for joining us today here on the show. It's always a pleasure and an honor for us to all come together, touching and agreeing on here on the show and trusting God to move in a mighty way in our life, in the life of our family members and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So it is my prayer that all be blessed, saved, protected, and all that we love be blessed, saved, and protected in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time for this day that you have given us, for the God to come together once again, knowing that you've kept us all through the week, through the night, oh God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you just continue to move on us and move in this great, mighty, and strong, oh God, bringing us together, Lord God, and continue to do your work in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask for a special prayer for my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. You all that you will pray for him, continue to pray his peace and protection. God will continue to pour into your mighty and strong. God will continue to use him all the days of his life. Amen. Not one day will go by that God will not use him, but to continue to use him. Amen. And God will refresh the anointing that's on his life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We love you. We give it all over to you, Father God. We put it all in your hands right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And before we go here today, you all, I just want to share this with you all. As we prepare to engage the enemy, you all, which is every day, we look up, it's always something the enemy is trying. The Bible tells us wherever God is at work the enemy is too. I want you to understand, you all, what makes a person successful in spiritual warfare. And I'm going to give you all some of the qualifications for you all to use here daily, amen, as we wrap up today. Endurance is important. We see this in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. The ability to endure and withstand hardship, adversity, or stress. We are to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hatred is another, according to Psalm 139 and 22, extreme dislike or antipathy, you all, loathing. In spiritual warfare, we must have a hatred of evil and evil spirits. Also, knowledge, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, we are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices and persistent. According to Psalm 18, verse 37, the ability to go on resolutely, you all, and stubbornly, in spite of oppression, we must be persistent in dealing with the enemy. And separation is the name of you today. And according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, to keep apart. See, no man who wars entangles himself or herself with the affairs of this life. So separation is very important. I want you to understand that God uses artists, you all. Our ability comes through grace. Amen. Every believer is sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Your position in Christ is high above all principality and power. You must see who you are in Christ, and you can do all things through Christ. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, I love you. I thank God for you. You all have a blessed day in the Lord on today. And remember, Jesus is Lord, and you have the power. You have the power and the authority through Christ Jesus to speak to a thing and decree a thing, and it shall be so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. I love you. And once again, I thank God for you. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Shell Manning. You all have a blessed day. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't
ready to get there on a great day. Better when I get to heaven, gonna sing.